everybody. You know who you're listening to. This is Brandy J, Voices of Courage 2020 Rise. I giggle after that because, you know, there's this surge of energy that goes through me. I don't know, it's like power of God or something. When I speak of it, it feels really good and intense. Must be a good thing. Yes. What a year. But hey, we're not here to talk about, you know, the stuff that, you know, that's just been, what a year, that's all I can say. But, you know, on a lighter and a better note, there's still good people in this world, and that won't ever change. There will always be good people. That's the fear, is of good people. But love, was God said, love thy neighbor. I mean, come on. Yeah, he said it right there. So just keep remembering that there's people out here that do care. Real people with real hearts. You know, don't focus in on those ones that don't give a crap. You know, just go ahead and follow business, I guess, just like they said. But as far as you, don't get sucked up into that. You look crazy like that. Left and right stuff sounds like foolery, you know? Makes no sense. It's just dumb as hell to me. People are people, and you do right or you don't do right. So let's move on and stop giving our attention to the waste of time. Let's go on. I want to give a shout out to some people that made my day not that long ago. Let's go ahead and give it up to In the Mouth podcast. Just like that. In the Mouth. Podbean. You stopped in on a live. As soon as I got it, I felt like I walked in, like I said, boop. You know what I mean? When I do that, I'm doing like my shoulder and my foot, like boom, I just walked in. But I didn't walk in. I just like pushed the button, I was in. But that's the damn experience they gave me. That's some good stuff right there. That's some good character, personality, people in general. Because if you follow the ways of the world, I'm telling you, you gotta turn that shit off. And follow who you are, people, and don't let that hatred, that sick person crap that gets in people and turns them into Satan's keepers or whatever. And it was just, you know, through all this bull crap that you see that's going on with all this stuff that people are trying to make seem normal. Now this right here was a good time. All I gotta say is it was good vibes. It might not be everybody's thing, but at this point, I don't care. Find your ground. Find your happy. Find where you can be to get back to where you need to be. Because this shit right here is taking a toll on some people, you know, which is understandable. People got issues, mental health and all that stuff. So we gotta do what we gotta do because they don't care. So this right here, because even with platforms and social media, you know what I mean? People, they don't got up, the trolls is up in there too. They're just trolling. This is their life. They don't like themselves. So therefore, this is what they're going to do. Right? Let them do it. Shit. Over there. And we'll show the rest of the world that has common sense and that cares, have empathy for one another. We'll keep spreading that. They don't like it. So what does that say when something doesn't like, so, they don't like a, like that something's wrong with them inside. When someone is, you know, like turned off by happiness and seeing people, good people. Yeah, you've seen some movies like this, right? If you know what I mean. Yeah, exactly. I appreciate In the Mouth podcast. You know what I mean? Because I'm very, very good at reading people, energies. And if you're good, you know what I mean? Like a vibe and good people and all that stuff. Very good at it. Been like this all my life. You know what I'm saying? And I would just like to say to Gio Merrill, like as soon as I got in there, that's why I was like, I felt like I put my toe up there. He was like, Brandy's. You know, the way you said my name, it was like welcoming. There's a way to make people feel. You know, some people would be like, what are you talking about? they don't get it. That they're probably same people that never have anybody's, you know what I mean? That they never, they're not people that people are moved by. Like, you know how some people are drawn to you? Those would be the very people. I mean, talking about, she knew your name. Yeah, you get those people. They don't know no better. Nobody likes them. They don't draw people to them. And I like the fact that people like that and like this, you know, and it doesn't even matter what race you are, what color you are, anything, and they hate that shit. Because it's like, yeah, that shit don't make no sense. It's not true. Color doesn't make you. Duh. Can you get off that train already and get a life? Gosh, you got all the money already. You want to take happiness too? Shit. You getting laid at home? Like, leave us alone already. Gosh. Seriously, that's just like, I'm just over these motherfuckers. They're clowns, man. Playing around. Playing with people's lives. You don't do that shit. That's dangerous shit right there. That's why they treat us the way they do. Because they have to keep up, you know? I'm screwed at, man. I already declared. I gave this to the Lord. Gave it to him. I said, Lord, please. Did that. I did it. And I continue to do it. Bring favor over me and all that stuff. I give it to the Lord. Because I'm telling you right now. Don't be like the rest of these mugs and be falling for the hype and selling your soul away and taking money for, you know, to do what? Tell me, frankly, what did you do? Just show that she could be bought. You know what they say about that? I mean, might as well go stand on the corner somewhere. No. How much? Yeah, pretty low down. I know. Just saying the truth, right? Right? Because a lot of people don't do that. They like to lie on people and say this and deflect. This is what we're working with. That's why it's very... So that's why it matters. Like, when you come across good people that's like... Just, you know what I mean? Want to have a good time or just, you know, with one... That's what we should be able to do. You know? And this was, you know, on a broadcast. You know? And it felt like we were all together. And shit like that is important. That's important. Being able to connect with people, being able to smile, being able to just, you know, flow, freestyle, all kinds of stuff that it was off the chain. And I had a great time. People, we need to make sure we're treating each other with the utmost respect, especially when it comes to these platforms. It is so tacky to find out that people use their platforms and bully people. And just, you lose all your credibility. You don't do that. You are in a position where you could do so much good. If this is the case, get your ass off of here and go do that somewhere else with where they do that at. Where they do that at. That's where they go. Don't get on a platform, because I'm going to give you some advice. You're humiliating yourself, and nobody's going to deal with you, dummy. That's what you're doing. You're exposing yourself to the world. If people aren't paying attention, so I heard a whole man, a business, like a corporation man said, any of these people out here that's doing what they're doing, and they supporting something that is not even... possible that people can still do that, he said he will not ever hire them. He will not recommend them. And he's pretty on the scale business type of man. So just take him and triple, quadruple his. Yeah. But we're going to move along. Teach his own. Just remember, keep your common sense with you at all times, because apparently it gets lost. But over here, where the good peoples is at, to be honest with you, Gio Merrill, you know, you said me, he's like, Brandy, come on in, and that's really, really drew me in, and then, like, right off the jump, there's this game they played over there. You guys are so fun, and so, like, you know, because it's music, talking, and all that stuff, it's just chilling, but enjoying one another, each other, you know, different people in there, and once again, like I said, and races, different races too. That's a beautiful thing. Let's keep it up in life. Let's see each other for who we are, and that's good people. good, beautiful people, beautiful skins of all different shades, right, everybody? Right. Anywho, your shit was lit. And back to the game you guys were playing. So, like, they were, because, you know, in Podbean, you have the panel, you know, where you're the host and you get to, like, I think, how many people you put up there? Like, 10, 12? I don't even know. You know, and they call them in. You know, you have, it's like a radio show. You have your audience and then the ones that call in, and there's the ones you hear talking. The audience, you can't hear the listeners, and they can't, they can just text and listen, right? And so first, you know, me, I was listening, but I was typing in because Gio, they're doing, I'm rapping and I'm playing beats and stuff. And so they're doing the rapping game where the audience types something in and you just have to rap it. But you gotta, the audience has to, like, type fast enough, you know? And so I was hanging in there for a minute, but it's like, just put whatever, you know what I mean? And it just was hilarious because we were putting down some of the craziest stuff and they had to rap it. You know, so that was fun, and then, you know, just some other stuff. It was just really cool, and it was kind of like I was chilling with the homies, because I was quiet for a little bit, because I really was going to go record, and Gio was like, come by, like, call, you know, call in. So I was like, you know what, let me, so I was just writing and listening to the beats, and then I started writing, because, you know, I like to make beats, actually. I did, like, 5 today, and I like to write to him, so that's what I was doing. But I called in, I don't know how long into it it took, but I finally, you know, because I'm a little shy, I came out of my shell, and you know, everybody was dropping their bars, and so I had to go at it. My heart was like I did it. I was like, oh my gosh, I finally did it, because I like to make beats, and I can write like songs or raps or whatever, but I don't ever perform them for anybody. It's crazy, right? And so this time I was like, just do it, Brandy. You know? I had that 2020 inspiration in me, like, fuck, it's been a bad, just fucked up year, man. All you can do at this point is live. And that's some real shit. All you can do at this point, live your best life, the best that you can, and love it. And you know that saying? Live it like it's your last. And I don't mean like go out here and run amok. But at the point where we're at in 2020, that people have done that for us already. It's like, please, Karen, sit down already. Just live it like it's your last. If 2020 hasn't taught us anything, look how many people that we have lost in just our country alone. In the Mouth Podcast with your host, Gio Mero and Podbean. If you're looking for a live, good time, music, fun, hanging out, rapping, beatboxing, beats, all around good time, then hear me again. In the Mouth Podcast with your host, Gio Mero. And Gio Mero, she's got some peeps. They got shows too. Got some, like, Too Much Podcast and Dutch 84 Podcast and Boss Mafia. Chill beats and all that. So don't sleep on them, because they definitely not sleep having a good time. So once again, like I said, don't forget, check out on Podbean, In the Mouth Podcast, your host, Gio Mero. This is some historical stuff, right? This is the flip side, and I'm going to leave this alone, because I refuse to let these fucks ruin such a positive message. But look how many, and this is the biggest, right? It's supposed to be real big, right? And look how they're treating the situation. Now I'm going to drop that off right there for you great people. Look how they handled the situation. There was no care or concern for the deceased. Now, it wasn't for those living, not after they're gone. Let's move on. Gio Mero, shout out to my girl, beautiful young lady, positive energy, and you can flow too, so that's what I like. I was like, yeah, all right, I like your flow. Too Much Podcast, shout out, sweet, lovely too. Thank you for making me feel right at home. Dutch84 podcast. I'm sorry, my man. I hope you accepted. Remember, I sent the friend request and I was waiting for you to accept it. So I had sent it. But thank you so much. You're sweet, sweet and very awesome and talented. Boss Mafia, yeah, chill, beats collab, your beats is off Chizane. I really was, you know, feeling those. And to the rest of it, couldn't get everybody in there, but let me just let you know right now, the crew is awesome. You really know how to, like, have a good chill, a good ass time, too, in a live broadcast, but we're not even together. We over, you know, a broadcast, and I promise you, you'll feel like you're in there. So I'm just, you know, I just wanted to make sure that you guys knew, and I, you know, gave that shout out about your show and the platform. So, guys, you know, that's In the Mouth podcast, all right? She goes live, I think it's Fridays and Saturdays, but definitely towards the weekend, you know? And you'll see the others in there too, Too Much podcast and Dutch84 podcast, and then Boss Mafia, you know, there's more, and they all kick in, and it's a good time, good vibe, good conversation. I ain't gonna lie to you, some crazy conversations sometimes, too. You just know, if you're an adult, then you're in the right place, feel like that, okay? But yes, ladies and gentlemen, I just really want to give a shout out, and forgive me, because sometimes I will go on a rant about this bullshit that's going on. I've been working on it. I had to record some the other day, like, 5 different times after already recording it for, like, dang near an hour, because I just didn't want that. I didn't want that vibe. But, you know what I mean? I'm trying not to do it now. But I'm sorry. I'm so passionate about this. It's just so bothersome, the lack of care and concern towards the people that are losing people that are going through it. That bothers me. I think it's tacky. It's an ugly trait. And this is what we call our, what? Right. Shame on them. Sure did say it. I mean, am I lying? Shoot, don't get me started. I'm just being nice. Shame on you. At least, I mean, what they do to us. Anywho, I'm not going to let them steal the sunshine from my new besties. Oh, man. But, okay, guys. So, thank you for tuning in. This definitely was a piece right here for In the Mouth podcast. The great host, Gio Mero. And, thank you for tuning in. This is Brandy J, Voices of Courage 2020. Rise. Okay? R-I-S-E. All right, guys, it's a beautiful day, and I hope you find some solace and peace in this day so we can remember why we do what we do and how it can be okay if we make it okay. We can't give up, but we got to help one another. You can't be selfish. Open your eyes. There's a bigger world out here. All right, guys, stay prayed up.